Marion Carver let go of him and looked at Roland. He didn't hear her voice in his head and didn't need to. What she wanted to tell him was clear in her eyes. Catch him if he falls, sigh. But the man Susanna had called Daddy Mose didn't fall. He put his loosely clenched, arthritic fist to his forehead, then bent his right knee, taking all of his weight on his trembling right leg.
Hail, you last gunslinger, Roland Deschain out of Gillian, son of Stephen, and true descendant of Arthur Eld, I, the last of what was called among ourselves the Quartet of the Rose, salute you.
Roland put his own fisted hand to his forehead, and did more than make a leg, he went to his knee.
Hail, Daddy Mose, godfather of Susanna, din of the Quartet of the Rose, I salute you with my heart.
Thank ye,
said the old man, and then laughed, like a boy.
We're well met in the House of the Rose. What was once meant to be the grave of the Rose, ha! Tell me we're not, can you?
Nay, for it would be a lie.
Speak it,
the old man cried, then uttered that cheery go-to-hell laugh once again.
But I'm forgetting my manners and my awe, gunslinger. This handsome stretch of woman standing beside me, it'd be natural for you to call her my granddaughter, 'cause I was 70 in the year she was born, which was 1969. But the truth is that sometimes the best things in life are started late, and having children is one of them, in my opinion. Which is a long-winded way of saying this is my daughter, Marion Odetta Carver, president of the Tet Corporation since I stepped down in 97 at the age of 98. And do you think it would frost some country club balls, Roland, to know that this business now worth just about $10 billion is run by a Negro?
His accent grew deeper as his excitement and joy grew.
Stop, Dad, the tall woman beside him said. Her voice was kind, but brooked no denial. You'll have that heart monitor you wear sounding the alarm if you don't, and this man's time is short.
She run me like a railroad, the old man cried indignantly.
At the same time, he turned his head slightly and dropped Roland a wink of inexpressible slyness and good humor with the eye his daughter could not see.